it would help us a little bit, you know, that it started dumping that much rain because our heat races were sort of one line. It was like just fast enough. It was, you know, a little bit tough to really get around guys. So I thought the rain was pretty good, and it kept coming down, but we were able to still jump the stuff. So pretty wild night. Just glad to get out of here, you know, with the podium.
Kenny.
Yeah, I'm with him for sure. It's good to get out of here with the podium, with these kind of conditions. Obviously, it can play in your favor, but it can also bite you really bad. It was, you know, for about half of the main or so, we were still jumping the big doubles in the middle, and it started becoming just a little rut, and I don't know, it was kind of sketchy out there, that's for sure, and we were just doubling through stuff, and there were a lot of ruts to choose from. It just got super sloppy out there, but it's definitely just consistency, and once we started lapping riders, I feel like that's when it started getting really bad. I think I got held up a couple of times pretty bad, that cost me, and but overall, yeah, good to be in second and get out of here with a solid finish.
Yeah, for sure. Track from the start to the finish definitely changed drastically. It was pretty rutty, a little choppy, pretty slick, but for like a mud race, it wasn't like crazy muddy. It was just a little bit slick, but definitely made it challenging. When it got into lappers, just had to be smart. And it was interesting for sure. Made for a good race. I'm obviously really happy with it.
For Eli, you were coming through running around fifth or sixth for a while, and then like right at the end there, you know, it seemed like you made some key moves there. And can you talk a little bit, were you being like super patient? Were you consciously trying to be patient because of the conditions? And talk a little bit about what happened there at the end too.
I was, you know, just trying to play it a little bit easy. I mean, it's always easier said than done to do that. But the first half I was just trying to not like blow myself up, you know, because in that condition, if you get tied, it's like over, you know, get shot off the back by the end. So, and then I caught on to a few things. Like I wasn't jumping the big double-double early on. My little pack of guys wasn't doing it. And I get on the board, you know, double-double. So I'm like, holy crap, the guys up front are jumping it. So latched onto that. That helped a little bit. And just kind of stayed solid the whole way.
Aaron Hansel, Racer X. This is a question for Justin. You faced challenges at the beginning of seasons in the past. You talk a little bit the mental difference to start a season out like this versus the way that you started past seasons.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've never won first Anaheim one, so yeah, I've never done that. But last year I was on the podium, and before I hurt my hand, I was really consistent, and, you know, knocking out podiums consistently, so that was good. So I think with this race, I just kind of, you know, take the confidence with it and use it to my advantage for sure. Just, you know, it was good tonight because I showed, you know, I was in third for a long time and just was consistent, smart. And I, you know, like I said, after this, I was kind of proud of myself because I usually ride over my head a little bit and try to get it to lead fast, but I stayed there for well over half the race and made the passes when it counted. So, it's definitely a really nice position to be in going out here with the win.
Jason Weigand from RacerX. Yeah, when you were running in third, Justin, were you just happy to be in third, or were you measuring the amount of time left and thinking, I'm in a position I can still win this, or were you just aiming for a podium at that point?
I knew I could win it, for sure. I was like, I don't know, mentally, I kept thinking, like, when am I going to make this happen? Because it was like Malcolm would catch Dean, and I was just there, and, it worked out when Malcolm fell, and then I was able to just, you know, I knew I was faster than both of them, so I, you know, once Malcolm went down, I made the charge with Dean, and made a good pass and kind of, you know, checked out from there. So definitely it was in my mind the whole time that I could win the thing for sure.
Dark Side, Motorx Poncho. Justin, last year at Dallas, I did a talk, asked you, if you win a race, what do you do? So we going back here?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I'm buying. I'm invited.
All right.
Hey, so early in the race, you made a pass on Jason. Somewhat aggressive for so early on. Was that, like, you knew I got to go? Or, because, I mean, it's pretty early in the race.
Yeah, I did think I sent it up the inside pretty good, but I was, it was up after the triple, I think. And, I don't know if he went down or not, but no, so it was a good pass then. I think, I knew right away I needed to latch on to those couple guys in front. You got to make it quick, and I didn't want to risk being back, run out of roll-offs or runners, so I tried to make passes quick and get to the front as fast as possible.
Team Geiger, some vital events. For all three of you guys, I'm curious, that double-double section for a first race of the season, and I'm curious the feedback from you guys on that.
I think I was really surprised on press day. I was like a little nervous to hit the first one because it was so close to the second one. I saw a few guys face into it, but I think it wasn't dangerous. It was cool in my opinion. I thought it was something different. You know, the guys are, it seems like the track guys are trying hard, and I felt like they built a really good track. But yeah, I'm sure it was, for some guys it was a little scary at first, but we got the hang of it.
Yeah, the first one was like the bigger one, and you just kind of had, like if you looked at it from the stands, it was pretty much the same size as the triple, so you kind of have to just shoot it the same way, but it was coming out of that turn, and I think what made it just worse was the rain, because it was right on the verge of you can jump it if you hit everything right, or do you back off in the last second. So I thought the track overall was actually a pretty cool layout.
Yeah, with these guys, like it was fun and flowy when it was dry, but when it got wet, it was a little bit sketchy, but it worked out. It was good to see that change, and they did a good job here at Anaheim.
Jim Kimball, Motocross Action. This is for Justin. Justin, you were pretty open, like near the end of 2017, that you were discouraged or frustrated or down. So then you get a fill-in ride last year, you get on the podium, and now you've got your first win in a couple of years. I mean, that's a cool story. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, it's a cool story for sure. I think I haven't won since Seattle 6 years ago, so in 450 class. So that's pretty crazy. That could discourage anyone, I think. So yeah, I mean, I've been through a lot the past couple of years, injuries, and just in a difficult place with motorcycles, and wasn't having fun with racing. And to be, I got the opportunity, like you said, last year, and made the best of that. And had a good outdoor season, went to Motocross Nations, and like was achieving a lot of cool goals, and to get signed for 2 years with an option for a third is awesome, and to get the win for those guys tonight is even better. It's just icing on the cake, and I think more than anything, I'm just super grateful for the opportunities and to be here racing, and I know I could have could have went a different direction, so to be here and get a win is unbelievable.
Danny, yesterday at the press conference, you were asked about your injuries, come back, you said your arms are better than ever, are as good as ever. Realistically, do you notice any difference? Have you had to change anything in riding technique or anything to adjust?
I don't have the mobility that I had before the injuries. So definitely on my left arm. And the right one is pretty solid. I still have a little bit of stiffness pain, but this is my new normal, so I honestly don't really think about it too much anymore. And in the heat race, I cased the crap out of that second quad, and they held up pretty good, so yeah, they're super solid.
Kenny, you started out pretty strong last year also, until you got hurt again. How do you feel compared to, say, Anaheim 1 last year? Have you made some gains in the additional year you've had to recover and get back on the motorcycle and everything?
Yeah, last year I was really up in the air coming into this first race, and I might have looked like I was fine, and I was, but this year, even leading up, like last year with 3 weeks before the race or something, I got a lot, like I would lay in bed at night and try to sleep, and all of a sudden I'd get an adrenaline rush thinking about racing, and it kept happening. And this year I was just kind of super neutral, and I was patient out there racing today too, and I just kind of, my highs are not too high, and even when I practice out there today in the qualifying practice, and I'm not up on top of the board, I don't stress about it at all, because I knew coming to racing that I'm more of a racer, and I like being behind the gate, so, and it kind of just showed.
Kenny, coming from Europe, and a lot of us over here in the U.S., we assume that people coming from Germany or France or whatever are going to be good in mud. Regardless, do you consider yourself a good mud rider, and what do you think about how Americans go after that type of condition?
I for sure used to be a good mud rider. I usually just embrace it, but there was just a time where I didn't spend time on the motorcycle at all for injuries, and then I came back racing. I didn't really have a mud. I guess it was just a long time without mud races, to be honest, and then outdoors. We raced this year a couple of mud races, but that was pretty much it. So it's really just about getting back into the groove. I rode mud in Europe all the time, and then I'd come over here, and every time we do have mud races, I just embrace it, and always liked them. So it was just a long time without any mud races, but I usually still like them.
Hey, Jeff Luck from jeffluck.com. I'm wondering what your guys' opinion is on how much we can read into the rest of the season based on tonight. Like, was this enough of a mud race that this is going to stand on its own, or is this something where, like the typical lane on one, we can start to say, okay, this is how the season's going to go?
I mean, I think if you look back at like last year and see where we were at, it'll just, you know, kind of show you that, well, you know, this race was, you know, we're good racers, and I think we're going to be in it no matter what, but it wasn't like insane mud race. It was slippery. I mean, we were able to do all the jumps. So if we were rolling the triple and rolling through the loops and things like that, I think it would be different. But I think, you know, this is a good sign for, you know, the rest of the year.
This is for all three of you. Two of you live in Florida. Eli, you live in Colorado. So obviously there are days when it's going to rain on a practice schedule. Do you actively go ride in the mud to practice for conditions like this, or do you think, nah, I won't waste a practice bike, instead I'll just let instincts kick in when it comes time?
Well, when you live in Florida, it usually rains in like 5-inch anchors a day or something like that. So it's usually really bad to where you have to skip a couple of days. This year we did ride in the mud once. We had to skip a couple of days and it ended up still being muddy. But I mean, it's really just when you're out there and it starts raining and it starts getting sloppy, you're still fine. But if it dumps rain on a Sunday where it's like pretty much unrideable, I think anybody would just say no and rather skip a day.
Thank you.